from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. January 27th every year is Family Literacy Day. Family activities surrounding it take place on Monday between 5:30 and 7:30 at the main branch of the Timmins Public Library. Child and Youth Services librarian Francine Denis says there are English and French readings, board games, and a craft activity linked to this year's theme, Learn to Be Green Together. Denis says the ability to read and understand is a foundation to a child's life journey.
Without literacy, even for adults, it's very difficult for them to do their day-to-day living. Going on the internet, filling a form, even reading road signs. So that's all part of literacy.
Details can be found on Facebook. Every few years, the planets align, and you can actually see them with the naked eye. They've been that way since the beginning of January and will be until the end of February. The next few nights are prime viewing time. Louis-Pierre Sauvé is an amateur astronomer and retired high school physics teacher from École Secondaire Catholique, Thériault.
If you look south, a bit to the right, southwest, you will see Venus. You're sure to see it because it's so bright. It's unbelievable.
Saturn is a bit lower on the horizon. Jupiter's a bit to the left and higher up. And Mars is a bit more to the east and lower. Sauvé says you'll notice its reddish color. The best time is between 6 and 7 in the evening. The BC Supreme Court has officially certified a class action lawsuit filed by the province's government against the manufacturers and distributors of opioids. It can now proceed as the plaintiff in a case seeking to recover the costs of treating opioid victims. Most provinces, territories, and the federal government have joined the suit, arguing pharmaceutical companies use deceptive practices to market their products. Federal statistics show 49,000 people died from opioid toxicity between January 2016 and last June. Premier Doug Ford continues to hint that we'll be going to the polls soon in a provincial election. He's telling reporters to stay tuned, adding he needs a mandate from voters to deal with U.S. President Donald Trump over the next 4 years. The next election isn't due until June 2026. But several media reports say the premier is looking at holding the vote at the end of next month, so he'd have to call the election next week. In Country 93.1 sports, there's a rare Thursday night Timmins Rock game at the MAC tonight when they entertain the Sault Ste. Marie Thunderbirds. The T-Birds are in third place, 8 points ahead of the Rock. Face-off tonight is at 7:30.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.